Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Kadam India Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the results for quarter one FY24 of Kadam India Limited. Today from the management, we have Mr. Ritik Roy Borman, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Indrajit Chaudhary, CFO. Before we start the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain some forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date. Actual results may differ materially. A detailed safe harbor statement has also been published in the company's investor presentation, which was uploaded on the stock exchange today. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the results and the presentation before this call. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kadam India Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the Q1 FY24 results. FY23 was a good year for us in terms of sales, profitability, and store expansion. Our sales grew by 11.7% in FY23 compared to the previous year. We expect this growth momentum to continue this financial year as well. We are able to maintain quarterly business performance mainly because we are able to offer products within an affordable price range. The softening of raw material prices resulted in healthy growth in gross profit margins by 360 basis points year-on-year. The campaign "Cholche Khadim, Cholve Khadim," which we started in last quarter, is getting a good response from customers, leading to increase in footfall across our outlets. During the quarter, retail sales contributed 62%, while distribution contributed 34% to the total revenue. We added 13 new stores in the quarter, taking our retail store network to 848 stores. As we move ahead, we plan to add 70-80 stores in financial year 2024, and we aim to add 90-100 more retail stores by FY25. Our distribution network is getting stronger as we added 44 new distributors in Q1, taking our total count to 732 distributors. Our retail and distribution business are currently present in 27 states and 4 union territories as of June 2023. Now, as a part of the corporate restructuring, we are in the process of demerging our distribution business as a going concern into a company to be incorporated as a wholly owned subsidiary of Kadam India Limited as of now. Going forward, the new entity would function as an independent listed company wherein the eligible shareholders of Kadam India Limited would be allotted shares in proportion to their shareholding in Kadam India Limited. It will be the mirror image of Kadam India Limited. The details of the demerger would be shared with you in due course of time. As you may be aware, the central government has issued quality control orders for footwear to be covered under BIS norms effective 1st July 2023. We are closely monitoring the situation and complying with the orders to ensure that we are compliant. Now, I'm moving forward to the Q1 FY24 financial highlights. Q1 FY24 revenue is at rupees 158 crores. It has degrown year-on-year by 5%. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 45%, which is up 360 basis points year-on-year as higher contribution from retail sales led to favorable product mix. EBITDA for the Q1 FY24 stood at 18 crores, up by 7%. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 11.6%, up by 130 basis points year-on-year. PAT for the quarter stood at 1.6 crores, down 51% year-on-year. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 1%, down 100 basis points year-on-year. With this, I now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nakul Doshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, in the last quarter, as you had mentioned that you would be spending around 15 crores on advertising and promotions for the year. So for the first quarter, how much is that spent? And so if you could provide our offline versus online marketing expenditure for the quarter.
This is, we have spent around 4 crores in the current quarter. Okay. And out of that, 85% is in the offline and 15% in online.
So the guidance remains the same of around 15 crores for the year, or we can expect more as the festival season would come?
Guidance would be around 15 crores. If the sales grows, then only we'll expend more. But till now, we are within our budget of 15 crores. In the second quarter, it will be high because of the festive season, but in third and fourth quarter, it will taper down.
Okay. And in terms of overall performance of our stores, how are the existing stores performing? Are we seeing an increase in the sales? And also, what are our current SSG levels?
The SSG level is almost the same level as we are in FY23 with a minor degrowth.
And in terms of new store openings, what is the average size of the...
Average size of the store is around, for COCO, it is 1,000 square feet. And in franchisee, it's 700 square feet. It is same as used to be previously.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ninand Subnis, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I would just like to understand from you, what would be the CAPEX guidance for FY24 and the margin guidance for FY24 and 25?
CAPEX would be around 15 crore for FY24. And margin guidance, we'll try to improve the margin. Have you seen the first quarter? The margin has improved in a long way. But would be around 100 to 115 basis point year on year. In the next year also, we'll try to increase the margin in the same level.
Okay, thank you, sir. Also, could you provide us with the store opening and the store closures which have happened during the Q1, and any, like, which is on the higher side?
So we have opened 13 retail outlets in Q1. And all out of an 11 store was closed because of the reason of inactiveness of the store and non-profitable store we have closed.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir, and thank you so much for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah. So in terms of the revenue guidance, what do we see this year and maybe next year, like, what kind of revenue growth do we see? Because we've had a bit of a degrowth in this current quarter, so how do we see it going forward?
In the retail front, we are still upbeat on growing at 10% to 12%. And in distribution front, since we are taking steps on tightening the credit norms, because in distribution there's a lot of credit if you want to expand in more than 15%, it will be you have to release the credit. But we are tightening the credit, so the guidance would be around 12 to 15% in distribution. But since we are, as we are, Ritik has already mentioned about the restructuring, so in FY 25 there will be a retail company which will be operating as KIL and distribution company, and it will be a separate company. So in that year, the guidance for retail would be the same, but in distribution we will be restructuring the business and we'll try to concentrate on products which are more profitable, thereby to make the distribution company profitable. Maybe the sales will reduce, but the company would be profitable.
Okay, sir. So maybe we can assume around 12% growth for the full year, currently, and then FY25 after demerger that we could see separately. But
Yes.
a 12% growth would be a fair assumption, correct, sir?
Yes, in this year.
Yeah, in this year. And so I just also wanted to ask, sir, in terms of margin, as you're saying, we'll see improvement. So that's been driven majorly by raw material price reduction or premiumization or both. So could you just, you know, maybe give some color on what's going to keep on driving our
This
margin?
quarter margin expansion is mainly because of raw material softening, and mainly this is the reason, because our ASP has remained in retail same level as compared to last year. So mainly it has increased due to raw material softening, both in retail and in distribution.
So, sir, what was our ASP this year? So, this quarter?
627 in retail.
Okay. Our 100 basis point margin improvement is going to be driven majorly by raw material price reduction. Correct, sir?
Raw material, and also maybe in the festive you can see a price increase in the festive season.
And how much would that be, sir? Rough range would also be fine, sir.
Around 4 to 5%.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, sir. That helps me a lot, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin Kasera from Svan Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, when we do the demerger, I joined a little late. I'm not sure if you already answered, but post demerger, what happens to the debt? Will it remain in the distribution company or that will be part of the retail business?
The debt will remain in the retail business. The distribution company will be without debt. Maybe small amount of 1 or 2 crore working capital loan.
Sure. And sir, in terms of, you know, getting confidence from either the bankers or the key employees or agents, have you spoken to them? Because that normally is also something that is required before.
Yes, yes, we are in that process, because it's only a principle. In principle approval has come from the board. Next month, a detailed approval, formal approval will be there, and we are also preparing all the documents relating to that. Bank, we have unofficially spoken, but there would be no as such problem. And the employee of the distribution business will be transferred with no means at the same benefit which they are getting in KIL. And since Mr. Burman and Ritik is there, so that will also give them confidence to work in that company.
Sure. Secondly, if can you give us some idea about the EBITDA margin difference between this, now that it's going to be two separate companies, how will be the EBITDA margin that you look for retail business?
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt. Request you to please speak a bit louder, sir. Your audio is not audible.
Yeah, I'm saying
Thank you.
That now that it's going to be two distinct businesses, can you give us some sense on how the margins will look in distribution versus the retail business?
Retail, it will be around 16%. and distribution would be around, at present if you segregate now, it will be around 5 to 6%. But as I have mentioned, that we will try to improve the profitability by structuring the business in such a way that we sell only the products which are having more gross margin, thereby to increase the EBITDA in that company and to make it profitable.
Sure. And once we demerge the companies, do you think that from FY24, FY26 onwards, the retail business can then grow much faster because it will have a lot of cash flows in the business? As of now, because distribution is not making so much money, so there's some sort of a burden on the retail business once it's separate. Can we aspire to grow in the retail business much faster? Say more like 50% versus 10 to 12 that we are looking this year?
See, one thing in retail is that SSG is very muted. Okay, the growth mainly is coming. One is that your premiumization and opening new stores. So we will definitely open more, as Ritik has mentioned, from 70, 80 stores, we'll open around 90 to 100 stores. That will be a positive in the sales improvement. And as you mentioned that there will be free cash flows, we'll try to reduce the debt also so that our debt comes down to around 50 crores in the next 3 years. That is also a target of the management.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credential. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Sir, share some details on some strategic measures which we have taken post Namrata ma'am leaving. What exactly are the strategic changes which we are doing in the company overall? Are we changing some particular, you know, focus areas? What exactly are the changes which we are trying to incorporate?
The main changes that we are doing is in the product. I can, Ritik can highlight on that.
Yeah, so the, so the main changes that we have done over the last 1 year is that our products, which had become a little, you know, the designs had become a little alienated from our customers. So we are trying, we are making those products which are more sellable to our customers. And I can say that the designs are working well because right now our festive orders are going on. And it's a very good compared to last year. This year, the amount of orders that we are receiving from our franchisees and all are much better. So we expect during festive seasons and holiday seasons, the sales to improve from both CO and EBOs. So that's one of the strategic change. And in certain merchandise categories, because right now there is a, you know, price sensitive sort of an environment in all merchandise categories like chappals or shoes, formal shoes or even the sport shoes, we are trying to keep few, very few entry price point products which were missing, by which we will try to arrest the, you know, average degrowth and all that had happened. So this is how we aim to achieve the 10 to 12% of sales growth that Nirjita just mentioned. We aim to achieve that in this way.
Another strategic change that we have already mentioned is the demerging of the distribution business.
And another change is also that we are we are finding out stores that are in, because we are strong in East and South, so there are still many markets. So we have like pushed our team to find out good markets in West Bengal and the Eastern zone as a whole, and we are trying to open as many stores as possible for the next 2 or maybe even 3 years in the Eastern zone, along with other zones. Other zones also will open, but there will be a, if we get the first opportunity will be given to the Eastern zone stores, because we have seen that if we open a store in West Bengal, it just starts giving a good profitable sales from the very first month itself. So that's why we want to focus on that also. So these are the focus points that have been done, and to increase ASP also we are focusing. What we have launched many sport shoe designs, which is going to which has already started going to the shops. So during the festive season, we are very confident that these sport shoes that we have launched, which starts from 999 MRP and goes up to 2699, even 3000 rupees MRP, these sport shoes were not there with us before. So this will also aid in increasing ASP, which is kind of muted right now. The growth, ASP growth is fine. It should increase the ASP 4-5% from the festive season.
Sure. And sir, how are we working to improve the SSG? Because that has been a pain point for some time now.
You see, in the SSG, the growth that we have seen coming is the renovation of the stores. Okay, the stores, if you renovate, it will, the SSG, it makes a growth of around 7-8%. So once this demerger is done, then our focus will be to renovate as many as store as we can, because there will be free cash flow. And another thing that increases your SSG is the premiumization of the product. So these are the two measures that are taken to increase the SSG. And obviously, if the economy, we operate in the middle class and the lower middle class segment, where the economy, where the disposable income of the consumer has gone down after the COVID. So once these things improve, that will be again in the macro sense. But in the micro sense, the renovation of the store and premiumization with our sub-brands.
Sure. And just as a longer-term strategy, say, with regards to these two companies, so how do we look at these two companies differently? One is the retail, one is the distribution, and typically we will have a separate CEO going ahead then for one of these companies, or Mr. Ritik himself will look at both the companies separately. Just trying to understand probably much more details, you know, in terms of how two different companies are going to be managed, and probably the rationale to separate the distribution arm.
Yeah, so see, the promoters will be, they will be focused on both the companies, okay, retail and this distribution company also, okay. And then, but the teams for the retail we will focus on, like retail is our, we are born retailers, like we are first, so we will have our, we already have a very experienced team in retail, so they will continue to work in retail. And the distribution also, we have got a decent team now. We have been doing this business for last 10 to 11 years. So we'll restructure the team a bit. Promoters will oversee both the companies, but both these companies will have separate persons, maybe not something as heavyweight as a CEO or something, especially in the distribution business, but there will be a important person in the distribution wing, and retail, though it already has. So like that, we wish to run both the companies. The distribution company will be restructured and tried to be run in the most profitable way possible. And retail, as we all know, once this happens, then the retail EBITDA margin and everything is already very good. But once the demerger happens, the retail will perform as a separate company by itself, giving that 16% EBITDA and around 5% of PAT, these things. And the distribution company will also give a,
as I have mentioned, 4%. The distribution company, we will try to structure it and make it a little volume, means lower in volume but more in profitability.
Okay. And with regards to the promotional marketing advertisement spend, as a strategy, do we keep a limit as a percentage of sales? What kind of percentage of sales are we comfortable with? With regards to advertisement?
No, we don't have a specific percentage, but as I mentioned earlier, that it would be around 15 crores, mainly for ATL and BTL activities, and that would be focused on the retail front.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. Best wishes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Getam from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so just I missed the point. So debt will be moving to retail entity, right, after demerger?
Yes.
Yeah. So but all of our land bank is for the distribution business, right? All the assets, because for retail we outsource.
No, in distribution we have two factories. Out of that, the machinery and molds and all these are in the distribution company. But the land of one factory in Panipat, which is our own land, that is
part of retail business.
No, that is owned by our group company, Khadim State. So land bank will not be moving to that company. Land will remain with Khadim State, and the machinery and all the things will go to this distribution company. And another factory is run on a lease. That lease will move to that distribution company.
Okay. And so what will happen to the receivables of UP from UP government? That will move to which entity?
No, UP government receivable has already come, so that will remain with Khadim India Limited. So already by this quarter, all the UP government receivables will be received. We have already received around 22 crores, and 10 crores has left. That will come within September.
Received 22 crores.
Yes.
Our total amount receivable was 70 crores, right, from UP government?
No, that is another means in Punjab.
Okay. And okay,
That
so
will
any
remain in
update?
the Khadim India Limited.
That is distribution business.
No. Retail
Retail
business.
business.
Only the distribution debtors, distribution stock, factory stock, and the factory creditors will move to the distribution company.
Okay.
Other thing will remain with the main company, Khadim India Limited.
Okay. So, sir, after UP government will have 50 crores receivable from Punjab.
No. Around 37 crores is left for UP government, total 37, and 32 from Punjab. So by this half yearly September, we will receive UP government. So only Punjab government would be left. That we'll be getting in this financial year.
Understood. So, can you shed some light on what were the volumes for retail this quarter?
We have sold around 18 lakh pair in this quarter.
For retail.
Yes.
And what would be the Q1 FY23 number?
20 lakhs.
Okay. And Q4?
Q4, just a minute. 18 lakhs.
Okay. Understood. Okay, sir. Okay, that's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is a bit broad-based, you know. So I'm drawing a comparison here with the clothing space. So just, I think, you know, over time, due to excessive competition here, you know, pricing power has become a big issue. So, you know, due to this intensive competitive market, when RM prices spike, even the branded players and the top players are not able to, you know, pass on prices to the same extent as they did before, and their margins remain volatile. So my question is, will this intense competition not affect the shoe industry? Because we are seeing a lot of players are now coming into this space. So, you know, as the growth prospects are very high in this industry, so going forward, if more and more players keep on coming, so, you know, are you not concerned about the pricing power diminishing? And, you know, if there are too many players cutting prices on the market share, then how will we go about it? I mean, whether we'll maintain prices or we'll just have to follow what the market is doing.
So see, in the retail business, we don't have any fear from other company in because the reach and the geographical presence that we enjoy, they will a new company will not be able to have that that presence. And retail, we are very much popular in East and South. So we are concentrating our strategies on this region so that we can increase the sales. So that is a definite edge against other new entry in this footwear segment. And again, we have seen that the government has come up with the BIS standards. So these type of standards are maintained by the players who are already in the industry for the last 3 decades. So that is a effective tool of ages over the new entrants in this company. Obviously, in the distribution business, with small distribution company, price cutting is there, and also with the increase in distributors, there are lots of means freebies and all these are given by the small companies. For that reason, I have already mentioned that we will structure the distribution business in such a way that we will generate profit in that company with lower sales lower sales and selling profitable product portfolio.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, you mentioned about this improvement in terms of the collection from UP government. And you also mentioned that in the second half, you're expecting even the Punjab government collections to come through. So is it that we have on a back-to-back basis, a lot of creditors that need to be repaid, or we can use these receivables to reduce our debt?
UP, we have back-to-back creditors, so we are paying off the creditors. But if the Punjab government came, there is less creditors and some funds will go for repayment of debts.
So net-net basis, the entire collection from UP and Punjab, how much of debt reduction could happen, sir?
Around 25 crores.
25 crores. Okay. And how much of debt reduction you are planning this year from internal accruals other than this collection of dues from government?
So this year, the cash profit that will generate means from UP will be giving a free cash flow of 5 crores that will be used for reducing the debt.
No, I am talking of, sir, so these are basically the sales that we already done from the government. I'm talking the normal operations. Also, we'll
operations means that we are also opening new shops, so funds will be utilized in that. We have a target of reducing debts around 8 to 10 crores from our internal accrual.
So 25 crores from the government receivable and 8 to 10 crores from internal accrual. So totally around,
yes,
35 crores of debt we should be able to reduce this year.
If the Punjab payment comes within this year.
It comes in this year. So okay. And you mentioned that next year onwards, you're looking at 15 to 20 crores reduction every year from the retail operations.
Yes, from the free cash flow generation that comes in.
Sure. And sir, you mentioned about 16% EBITDA margin. What would be like the PBT margin in the retail business?
Below around EBITDA. 7.5 to
8%. This is as of now. And that should improve by what, 100 basis point every year, next 2-3 years?
If the retail performs like in 10 to 12%, definitely there is a scope of increase in the percentage.
Sure. And you know, one of the things that we have been doing is improving the product mix and hence improving our sales realization. So do you think that next 3-4 years we have the opportunity of continuously working on the product mix and getting a 4-5% higher realization that is there, or there we are more or less now peaking out?
No, we are not peaking out. Like I said, actually this year, because the economy is bit, at least in the first quarter, it was like that. During the holidays and, you know, any kind of holiday, be it Eid or be it like we had a wedding Eid and then now the 15th August weekend, 11th to, all these holiday times, the sales is happening. But the other times, the sales is a bit bit subdued in the weekdays. So we expect that whenever the festive seasons comes or the wedding seasons comes, people will pay a higher MRP, higher price to purchase a good-looking pair of sport shoes or formal shoes. So we are investing in, our designing team is investing in great range of sport shoes, formal wear for men. We have this brand called British Walkers. So we are selling leather shoes almost 3,000 rupees nowadays, which used to be lower before. Like before, we used to sell below 2,000 rupees British Walkers only, but now slowly, slowly, customers are buying even British Walker leather shoes at near about 3,000 rupees. So every merchandise category, be it leather shoes for workwear for men or sport shoes or workwear for women, we are focusing on the designs in such a way that our ASP increases 4 to 5%.
So means basically this product mix changes is a value addition that we are doing, and for the next 2-3 years it will be done, because you know our sub brands is 60% and Khadim is 40%. We have scope of increasing the sub brand to 65% and Khadim going down to 35%. So there also ASP growth will come.
And the gross margins in these ones are higher, or as a percentage the gross margins are similar when you go for the higher ranges?
Slightly higher in the sub brands compared to Khadim. So that is a double impact on the gross margin also.
And so this volume that you gave of 18 lakh pairs versus 20 lakh, this is both retail and distribution combined, right?
No. Only retail. Distribution volume has increased. We have sold around 63 lakhs this quarter as against 58 against first quarter FY23.
No, can you repeat that, sir? Last year was 58 and this quarter was how much?
63.
And this decline in retail from 20 to 18 lakhs, is this the company's internal strategy where we are letting go of some low margin products, or is that a function of loss of market share or the market being subdued or both?
I think market subdue is one reason, and another reason is that last year first quarter was a quarter which was after third wave COVID in fourth quarter of FY22. So that's the reason the last quarter in FY23 shown a growth in the volume. But if you see the fourth quarter this year, 18 lakh pair was sold. So same 18 lakh pair sold in the first quarter. But definitely we can, once the economy and the subdued thing goes up, the volume will be in the range of 20 lakh.
We are attacking the, not attacking, we are trying to protect our sales from all fronts. Like we have certain, which was not there before. Like I mentioned that every merchandise category, we have introduced some entry level price points. So we want to arrest the pairage degrowth from there. Plus we are also working on, some of these sport shoes and formal shoes, we are increasing their look. We are also working on this, plastic footwear products, comfortable plastic footwear products, which are doing well now. We call it EVA products. So that is also doing very well now, plastic footwear, clogs type of products. So those we are attacking from all merchandise categories and all price points to ensure a 10 to 12% growth in value and reduce the pairage degrowth.
Sure, but as per your understanding, in your key regions or key markets, there is no major loss of market share that you have seen.
The market share as such, if you see these products, our product segment, there is a subdued and slump in this total 1,000 rupees MRP. So it is also evident in distribution business where the retailers, the small retailers, are also facing the same problem.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was our volume for FY23 full year, both in retail and distribution?
Just a minute.
₹78 lakh was for Q1 FY23 whole year volume, and now Q1 FY24 the volume is 81 lakhs.
No, I meant for full financial year FY23.
Sorry?
I meant for the entire financial year FY23. What was the volume in retail?
Retail was 76 lakhs pairs in FY23, and distribution was 2.42 crore pairs.
Okay. And sir, this is a basic question. I just saw FY22's annual report. So this warehouses that we have been buying, so sir, what is the objective? I mean, where we get rentals also?
So we have shifted from the buying mode to the rental mode in warehouse.
Okay, but so we will no more be investing money in buying warehouses as we used to do earlier?
No, we have bought warehouse in the year 2010, but after that in 2022 we have sold that
sold one reasonable size in 22. So that strategy continues?
Yes, we are not buying any warehouse, neither we are buying any retail also. Everything is on rental model.
And that warehouses are meant for both equally, or they are more lopsided towards any particular segment, be it retail or distribution?
No, we have two warehouses, one in Pachla that is fully catering to the retail business, and one in Srirampur which is catering to the distribution.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to check, now that we are wanting to principally demerger, could we also expect the accounts to be like presented in a manner where we know what is segmentally going to happen, like from the next quarter?
Well, see, once demerger thing... Once the court approval doesn't come, we have to keep on in our books, accounts, we have to maintain in both in one set, in one financial package. But we will definitely present the distribution business EBITDA margin and retail EBITDA margin from the second quarter this year in our presentation, not in accounts.
Okay. No, I mean, not on the accounts as such, but yeah, but that accounts is, I understand, is for what our financial presentation. But if you are intending to demerge the business, you already know what is the balance sheet of both the divisions. Okay, you need not present the balance sheet, but at least the P&L, you know broadly what's the P&L and the capital employed. So that can be presented. I mean, though there's no regulatory requirement for it. But in the interest of understanding what is going to be in the demerged entity and what is going to be in the continuing entity.
EBITDA level we can definitely present, but once the demerger things happen, how much loan will go and how much will remain, what is the debtors numbers, we cannot exactly figure out the capital employed. But that will obviously, once the demerger is in the process of 9 to 12 months, then we will present the accounts of both the things.
Okay, I understand. Okay, but my personal point was, you know exactly what your, even your EBITDA, you know exactly what is the D and I in the demerged account. So, why would it not be possible? Like, I know theoretically what you're saying is okay, but practically you know exactly what your, what is the exact contribution from each business.
Numbers, we can show it, you can come and I can show it to you. But now since we are
this phase of demerger thing going on, we will provide you to EBITDA numbers, but ROC and all this we can provide once this demerger is finalized.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for taking the question. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you all.
Yeah. So thank you to all the participants, all the investors. Thank you for trusting in us. And this is a very strategic call that we have taken for our company. And all of us are, the entire team is working really hard to make this company a very growth-oriented and a performance-oriented company. So this decision that has been taken by the team and the promoters, we really believe in it, that it will make Kadim a very, very performance and growth-oriented company in the near future. Mane, quite soon it will be like that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Kadim India Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.